love is at the root of everything. All learning, all parenting, all relationships. Love or the lack of it.
Good way to start the best 5 minutes of the day. Our friend Fred Rogers, Jason Kanz. How about that for an intro?
That's a really good intro. I agree. Love is at the root of everything. Yep.
And just when you think maybe, you know, here we only got 5 minutes a day. So if we can extend it on both sides with 11 seconds of Fred Rogers, I think we need to do that.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
So I woke up at 11 in the morning. I want to hear about your weekend, but I woke up at 11 last night from a dream. You know, Ecclesiastes says that this dream comes when there are many cares. The dream involved both of my jobs, my wife, and the huge political controversy from Friday. And I woke up and apparently my wife was letting me know I was losing a sales account because of the political controversy. Now, dreams don't make a lot of sense, but that was my dream.
Yeah. You know, I have struggled to make sense of what dreams mean for a long time. And yeah, I mean, I think we it's kind of this subconscious way of processing our world and our stressors, and it shows up in, you know, in different ways. And so, yeah, that's an interesting one.
I can't think of a lot of times just waking and the thing is, when you wake up at 11, you're like, well, at least I get 5 more hours of sleep. So,
right. I probably have mentioned that on here before, but I had a colleague who used to set her alarm at intervals, like starting at 3 a.m. because she loved having time left to sleep. And so I just thought that was weird.
She would wake herself up to just...
Yep, she would several times during the night so that she could be like, oh, yes, I still have 4 hours left. And
yeah, that is a bit different. Okay.
It is. Yeah. She was a bit different.
You did travel to see your mom over the weekend.
I did. I went on Friday. So just kind of catch people up. My stepdad has been in and out of the hospital. They keep discharging him before they should discharge him. And he came home on Friday, and my mom picked him up. And before they even made it into the house, my mom had to call the ambulance again because he couldn't make it in.
Wow.
And so they brought him back to the hospital on Friday and admitted him. And so he's there now, and he has pneumonia, COVID, urinary infection, yeast infection, can't walk, a whole bunch of things. And was able to spend some time with her, which is really good. I've been trying to get over there for a number of weeks, and it was good to go and be with her.
Hmm. We are starting, certainly... our thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
It sounds like a really messy and complicated situation.
It is, yeah, for sure.
And your mom kind of put her foot down there and said, hold on here, right?
So. Yeah, and that needs to happen more and more, I think. But yes, you know, my stepdad, the doctor had asked him how he was doing, and he said, good. And we were like, no, you're not.
Right.
You know, and so, yeah.
That's kind of our male tendency, though.
It is 100% our male tendency. And I think especially that, you know, he's 81 or 82.
Oh, okay.
I think that's definitely his go-to, so.
We are kicking off our March Hope and Hoops. It's a bit different this year, though. We're doing the shooting, and we got a $20 Quick Trip gift card on the line here this morning before 7. No pledges yet, so I welcome them at 715-396-1670, all to benefit WIB Incorporated, 396-1670. I'll shoot 5 shots, but then it's going to be Hope and Holes the second half of the month. We'll be taking 5 putts into a contraption that's got multiple holes, and so you don't have to get it in any one. So there you go, Hope and Holes. Later.
That sounds good.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice change.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so we've got Romans 12:12 today.
Yeah, that says, rejoice in our confident hope, be patient in trouble, and keep on praying.
Mm-hmm. I started a little early because you've got a lot to say about that in Letters to the Beloved, so... let me unpack this here. You say, when you experience pain and suffering, which you will in a world that is not yet fully reconciled, do not feel hopeless. Instead, remember that I have promised complete restoration. Be patient with yourself and others, remembering what I am doing in you and the world. Let me just pause. Any thoughts there?
Yeah, you know, I think all of us, regardless of where we're coming from, have definitely experienced this sense of anxiety, pain, suffering. Because as we look around us, this world does not feel reconciled. You know, there's so much pain, so much hurt, so much anguish, so much division. And to be able to look forward to that, there are good things happening even when we can't see them.
And I think really, even as you're talking, I think the best picture truly is a woman in labor without an epidural. And so it is agonizing, right? I mean, there's this hope. Larry Crabb's last book, Waiting for Heaven. And yet, this isn't it. And so many of us, even believers, want this. We want our cake and we want to eat it too.
Yes, for sure. That's the case. I think we get so lost in this temporal, and I can attest to that as much as anybody. This, getting lost in right now. And it's so easy.
Yeah. Let me just finish off. You say, as the poet Rainier Maria Rilke wrote, I want to beg of you as much as I can, dear sir, to be patient with all that is unresolved in your heart and try to love the questions themselves. Wow. Allow these unsettled bits of you, the nagging questions and self-doubt, to be kindling for prayer. Bring everything to me. It is our relationship that matters. Beautiful paragraph. Final thought.
Yeah, you know, again, I think we can use what's stirring in us to lead us to despair, or we can allow it to lead us to hope. And I think the idea of it being unresolved is okay, and we need to sit with that and understand where our trust should lie and seek for that.
Thank you, friend. Have a good day. Snow on the way Tuesday and Wednesday. All right. And Mr. Rogers, one more reminder, please.
Love is at the root of everything. All learning, all parenting, all relationships. Love or the lack of it.
That's the second straight week. I don't know what that is. Forever is in for Drew. I go to the wrong music. All right. There we go. Drew, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I think the universe wants that last song.
Yeah, right.
It so bad.
I don't know. They both have silly in the title. And I've got to just remember, yours is called Silly Topics. And so I'll just remember that you and I talk about silly topics.
Yeah, there we go. Monday morning topics.
Well, what was on mine? I threw the idea to you last night because as I watched the Academy Awards, and I don't know, I'm interested. Film is very influential. It's art. And so all of this, how did Conan O'Brien do, et cetera, et cetera. There were some funny moments. Ben Stiller is a funny guy.
Yeah, and I've actually, people always say I look like him. I don't know what you feel about that.
Yeah. No, I can see that.
He's
a
handsome guy. I'll take it.
He is, He's getting older a little bit. You can see some of the graying. You're younger than him, so.
Yeah.
But I just...
Well, I don't dye my hair. You can see gray here, too.
Yeah,
so.
Okay. All right. It's a good... You just turned 40 last June. But I don't know. I just have had in my head, and this is potentially something you could do with stand-up comedy, but, I mean, I just think, like, all these award show, like, what if we had an award show for, like, carpenters and plumbers and construction workers?
Right. Like, you had, like, the contractor annual awards or something like that. So I deal with contractors a lot at the church, sometimes it's kind of a pain. I'm putting it nicely, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, like, the awards, would you win an award for, like, let me use an analogy. Like, if I acted like a contractor as a pastor, and I just told the congregation, hey, we're going to have a sermon. It's going to be in your area on Sunday morning between the hours of 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. Like, people wouldn't tolerate it. You know what I mean? So I love our local contractors, but sometimes I'm like, is it? These people don't deserve an award. You know, like, wait around all day.
That used to be the reputation for, like, the cable guy or something.
No, these contractors, I'm sure in Eau Claire it's not like that. They're wonderful people there.
Okay.
But in Detroit, if you can get the contractor is like God, you know? He'll show up like a thief in the night.
Yeah.
And if you're not ready, he's going to leave and go to the next house. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what those awards would look like. And then I started thinking about, okay, well, what about awards we give out at church?
Yeah.
You know, do you guys do like the servant towel?
I'm familiar with. That sounds like a good idea.
You know what that is?
No.
You know, like at some churches, they give out a servant towel.
Okay.
Wash people's feet.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking about all the young moms, you know?
Yeah,
like,
sure.
You know, you wash somebody's feet, but I change dirty diapers every day.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe we should give out servant diapers.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, you know, I think with the arts, we can get, you know, there's a lot of music awards and such, and I think it's great, the creativity. We're made in the image of God. And yet, on the other hand, it's just like, what about the common man, the common person? Those are my thoughts.
Give out awards to moms.
Yeah.
That's the award I want to see.
There we go. And I think like the
American... for Mom of the Year.
Truly, I think it's the American Red Cross that does do some awards right around this time of the year, which is for kind of the heroes, and that's cool they do that. Thank you, Drew, from drewfralick.com and pastoring his church there in Ferndale outside of Detroit. All right, weekend recap. Halvo and Caleb, the WIB Wake Up Show here, WWIB. Welcome your support for Caleb, our shooter here on our first weekday edition of our March Hope and Hoops for WIB Incorporated. $20 Quick Trip gift card on the line this morning. Dog walking continues to be my main form of exercise, and two dog walks Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. My Wordle streak ended Saturday at 87, Caleb.
Oh.
Because I forgot early in the morning before I had breakfast with Ed at Randy's, and Ed returned for the first time in a couple months. Never got back to it the rest of the day. And here's the thing. At night, you know, I like to do connections. You and I both like that game. Didn't even think of checking Wordle. You know?
So your Wordle streak ended not because you didn't get a word, but because you forgot about it.
I know.
Oh,
and man. I don't know if you did today. Today was hard.
I didn't do today yet, no.
So it's funny how it's hard. It starts off, you'll think it's not hard. All right. Went to Kip Quaid's black belt test at Elite Karate. He got his black belt. It was inspiring. There's parts of it that felt like a movie. So he and five others getting their black belt. Never saw one of those before. Wow. I'll tell you what. Honor, respect, discipline, all good things. Celebration of life for our founding chief engineer and former on-air personality, Harlan Reinders, and our own Pat Wall and Terry Moulton from our nonprofit board were among the speakers there at Grace Baptist in Halley. Enjoyed watching some of the Celtics-Lakers documentary. Heard some of your broadcast there Friday and Saturday, doing a great job. And a busy day on Sunday included being a greeter at church and watching the Badgers lose.
All right. Well, there you go. Yeah. I mean, hopefully we shoot better for Hope and Hoops than the Badgers shot yesterday.
I was trying to blame them for part of my excuse this morning.
A little bit of a rough outing for Bucky. But you know what? Next time.
Yeah.
Next time. Well, Friday night and Saturday night, it's honestly one of the weekends I enjoy the most when it comes to high school sports because it's a regional semifinal, and then if the team you broadcast for wins that, then they move on to a regional final. And so I got to witness the McDonald Lady Max, a new coach this year, a younger group. That's a team that's been to state four straight years, but again, a lot of seniors graduated, so a lot of sophomores this year too, and a new coach, and they were able to win a regional championship. So just being able to enjoy that with them on Saturday night was a lot of fun. Of course, ran some errands and things like that on Saturday, trying to get some steps in here and there. Sunday, enjoyed some delicious Cincinnati chili at Mom and Dad's house, and we got outside, enjoyed some outside time, played some Foursquare, which I had not played for quite a while. So, that was a good time yesterday with the fam.
Pretty good.
And you can pledge as well at 715-396-1670. And that's also where we are going to be taking your nominations right here, right now. This is something that we do every March, and looking forward to it. Our CCM song bracket, Contemporary Christian Music bracket. And we're opening it up for your artist and song nominations.
Yeah, that's right. If you remember to preceding March, the last 3 years, we've had different winners each time. Toby Mac, I want to say Crowder, and then last year it was Casting Crowns. Who will it be this year? You decide. You go ahead, and you have to get to us. First come, first serve of the artist, but then we do need those five songs, the order you want them played.
And I think we use the WIB listener line. We ask you to text that in just because it's easiest to keep them all together that way. So please, again, we know there's other methods to contact us, but for this, we do ask that you text that in at 715-396-1670. So start off with what artist you'd like. First come, first served, as Halvo said, and then we're going to need the five songs that you would want from that artist. And a prize to be determined, but usually we find something pretty good for you guys. So
that's right.
Looking forward to that. 715-396-1670 for our annual CCM song bracket. What artist do you want? And then give us the five songs. And also feel free to pledge for Hope and Hoops. Hopefully bringing some joy to a family right here, right now. So we've been talking about The Unbreakable Boy and a wonderful movie that's still playing at Micon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls. You can get your tickets at MyConCinemas.com, and hopefully you will go out and enjoy that movie. And we were also asking you, while we were giving away tickets the last couple weeks, we were asking you to nominate a deserving family that you know to win a really wonderful experience at the movies. And again, we want to thank our sponsors for this, helping us give away tickets and making it possible for us to do this giveaway as well. And so our promotion for The Unbreakable Boy has been sponsored by Avenue Orchard, by TMS Tire and Auto of Menominee, and by the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. And thank you so much to all of you who nominated a deserving family in your life. Here's what our winning family, again, this is determined by random drawing, all right? And this is what they will win. 6 movie tickets and a $50 gift card for concessions courtesy of Micon Cinemas. Also, a $75 gift card from Jim Bob's Pizza. They have that brand new location in Market on River in Chippewa Falls. So $75 to enjoy some delicious pizza from Jim Bob's. And also 6 cheesecake cupcakes for dessert from Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa. All of this part of our promotion for The Unbreakable Boy, now playing at Mikon Cinemas. And the winner of this by random drawing is Angel Sands. Angel was nominated by Crystal, and Crystal says this, and Angel and her family, of course. Crystal says, Angel is a true blessing, especially to her family of 7. She says she was always giving of herself, whether it be for all the basketball teams she's involved with, all her children, or Power of Perception, or just any person out there that needs anything. She just gives and always thanks the good Lord, even when she has nothing available to spend. She is someone to really look up to. When a person gives and has nothing, it really shows grace. And Crystal says her beautiful heart shows every day. So congratulations to Angel and her family. I believe from the Eau Claire area, you are winning that wonderful night out at the movies with dinner and dessert, courtesy of WWIB and our sponsors. Enjoy.
A lot going on this morning. Caleb could use some more pledges, which is all for WIB Incorporated, kicking off our Hope and Hoops, at least in the weekday. Sam started it on Saturday, so get behind him at 396-1670. Also, we're soliciting what artist do you want to go with in our song tournament. We've done this since 2022 in March. Already Mercy Me, Elevation Worship, Rhett Walker, and Zach Williams, the first 4 taken. I got to say, the listeners are being better than ever, Caleb, in immediately giving us the artist and their 5 songs. So yeah, these are the A students. But I think we're a little slower this year in terms of people just claiming an artist. So.
Yeah, so claim your artist and then get us your 5 songs as soon as you can. But 715-396-1670 if you want to be part of that song tournament, our song bracket.
All right, I'm going to start off my first of 3 jokes this morning. I don't think I've used this one, so here we go. What do you call a bear with no teeth?
I'm not sure.
A gummy bear.
All right, there you go. Well, hey, Havel, that new Captain America movie came out. Did you hear that the Hulk has started recycling?
No.
He's really going green.
I'll say.
I know there is a red Hulk in the new Captain America, but yeah.
The green is the one I know. Caleb, where do bad rainbows go?
I'm not sure.
To prism. It's a light sentence, but it gives him time to reflect.
I was literally going to use that joke.
Oh, no.
Man.
I'm sorry.
If laziness was an Olympic sport, I would come in 4th just so I didn't have to walk up to the podium.
Oh, wow. Sloth, sloth. Which is not you, that's for sure. All right, the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. And Caleb, we got a lot going on this morning.
We do. Again, pledges for Hope and Hoops, welcome. We have less than half an hour, really like 20-some minutes before I shoot 5 shots for Hope and Hoops. Uh-huh. And right now, your odds really good in that drawing for a $20 Quick Trip gift card. Just 2 pledges so far. Thank you so much to Nicole from Menominee and Janice from Chippewa Falls. But if you'd like to pledge, again, flat amount or yeah, per shot made, per shot missed, that would be welcome.
That's a terrific opening day incentive.
Indeed.
We both love Quick Trip. All right. So also our CCM song tournament. So here's the thing. We need an artist from you. First come, first serve. And it's interesting. We've had no overlap. Artists like Mercy Me, Elevation Worship, Rhett Walker, Zach Williams, Ann Wilson, Ben Fuller, and Crowder have been claimed. But here's the thing. And people are doing great about getting us the 5 songs right out of the gate. But we're a lot slower this year than we've ever been on getting artists in. So get us your artists, and then here during the day, you can get us the songs. But wow, like last year's defending champ Casting Crowns is still out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of great artists out there. And again, 715-396-1670. We're asking you to text that in just so we can keep it all in the right place there. And we're going to give a prize away to whoever wins this. It'll be a lot of fun voting. But it starts off with nominating because, again, you're welcome to participate as a voter. But if you want to actually have a song leading the way for you and your family and a chance to win whatever prize we come up with, you gotta get it in soon.
So just as we're talking, Beth in Elk Mound just claimed the Saturday night headliner for One Fest, Torrin Wells.
Okay, there you go. And so Beth will send us her 5 songs. Uh-huh. Again, in the order she wants them played, should Torrin Wells move on and on. And again, lots of great artists out there. At 715-396-1670, you shoot us a text and let us know who you would like to claim, and we'll get you in the contest as long as someone else hasn't taken that artist first.
Boy, what about Matthew West, Stephen Curtis Chapman? Again, we heard from Phil Wickham this hour.
King and Country? No one's taken for King and Country yet.
Micah Tyler, Jason Gray, whom we both love.
Yeah. Mac Powell is out there as well, too. 715. Has anyone taken Zach Williams yet?
I haven't checked her.
So Zach Williams has been
picked. To Linda in Chippewa Falls.
All right. Brandon Lake is out there as well, too. Maybe you want to go with one of our newer artists that has lots of hits, like Seth Schleter. I think he was up to number 3 on 20 of the Countdown magazine with Running Back to You and, of course, Counting My Blessings. I don't know.
Jordan Felice.
Yeah. Who do you want to choose? 715-396-1670.
There is the music.
There we go.
All right.
All right. See, I'm nervous on a Monday. I forgot to turn my mic on. So there you go. 715-396-1670 for any last second pledges to be entered to win that $20 Quick Trip gift card. But other than that, it's time for me to say thank you to those who have pledged and just do the best I can on a Monday morning.
Absolutely.
So thank you to our pledgers so far. Nicole from Menominee, pledging $5 per made basket. Janice from Chippewa Falls, also $5 per made basket. Linda from Chippewa Falls, $7 per made basket. And Marcy from Bloomer saying, hey, let's take the pressure off on a Monday morning just doing a $50 flat pledge
nice.
To benefit WIB Incorporated. So thank you so much. Ladies, all the ladies stepping up to the plate, which is a baseball analogy, so I'm kind of mixing those.
It's okay.
But thank you so much for that. And yeah, I guess, man.
You can do it.
We'll do the best we can.
All right. All right, so Caleb, stepping up to the shooting position here this morning. And he said, good amount of practice, and here we go. The first one is on the way and off to the right. Next one on the way. There he got it. 1 for 2. 3 more to go. 2 for 3. Swisharoo on that one. 3 for 4. Looking to finish strong. Got it. 4 out of 5. Let's get his thoughts.
Yeah, I'm only thinking about that first one.
But
the rest, I mean, you can attest, the rest were perfect.
No, you rebounded. You rebounded from the challenge
of that.
If you
miss the first one, it's how you respond, right? How you respond. And so I felt like the response was pretty good.
Yeah.
I hit 4 in a row. But that first one, going to be thinking about that late at night.
No, you did. You did terrific.
4 out of 5. And we'll be drawn shortly here to see who wins a $20 gift card from Quick Trip. And again, a $20 gift card being given away from Quick Trip this afternoon on the drive with Dawson. So if you missed it and you're just like, oh man, I meant to pledge. Well, you can pledge early for Dawson right here, right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we had a pledger from Menominee earlier. And since I was over, she came through, was one of your pledgers here today as well. And again, also CCM tournament, we'd like to get 16 artists at least. We've got about 11 at my count right now. Most recently, Phil Wickham and We the Kingdom added to the mix.
No one's taken the Newsboys yet.
I know it. Last year's winner, Casting Crowns, still out there, just totally disrespected.
There you go.
Jason Gray?
Colton Dixon, we're going to play him right now. This is Up and Up.